Well, hello, friends. Once again, we're going for a test drive. Today, we're driving the 2019 Mazda CX-9, which is a very nice crossover CUV. This is a signature all-wheel drive. It's in snowflake white pearl. The interior color is called auburn. Very nice. It's a kind of two-tone brown and black. It's got some wood grain in it that looks like it's real. I don't know if it is or not. It looks like it's real. Dash is very attractive. This thing has a 5-star crash safety rating in 2 of 4 categories and 4 in the other 2, so not bad at all. The MPG is not fantastic. The combined MPG is 23, 20 in the city, 26 on the highway. That's kind of what I got to. It wasn't phenomenal, but it was certainly better than the full-size body-on-frame SUV I drove a couple weeks ago. And speaking of that, this is so much nicer and more comfortable to drive than that traditional body-on-frame SUV. It's much more refined. The power plant, even though it is not a V8, it seems a lot more peppy than the V8 did in the other car that I drove. I was a little surprised at the price. This thing's kind of pricey. The MSRP is $45,365. Our test car topped out at $49,660 with a boatload of options on it and destination charge. It also has a trailer hitch on it, although this piece of paper doesn't tell me the trailer tow rating. We'll put that in the full report that we do afterwards. As I said, it's pretty nice to drive. The styling is very attractive. I like Mazda's current styling trends. However, I think it's more successful in the smaller cars than it is on this big full-size CUV. The front end to me looks a little bit odd, and quite honestly, the back end looks like a lot of other similar CUVs. I was in Kroger a little while ago. My wife and I almost got in the wrong vehicle because they were parked very close to each other. And from the rear end, even though one was brand X, they didn't look a whole lot different. So, yeah, there is that. I don't like white cars in general. I would never buy a white car personally, but I know that they are extremely popular, and so certainly this thing is as attractive as a white car gets. If you like white cars, you'll love this one. So the exterior side styling, I generally like. The front end looks a little off to me, but hey, that's personal preference. But in general, I love Mazdas. This has the SkyActiv technology, as all new Mazdas do. Everything in the interior is very, very user friendly. It's very intuitive and easy to use. I got in the car, and within just a few moments, I had a very good handle on all of the controls. That's not always the case with the number of cars that I drive. Sometimes I get in and the controls are very confusing. I drove a vehicle not long ago that was significantly more expensive than this Mazda is, and was not very happy at all with the controls and with the infotainment system. The Mazda's got an excellent infotainment system. The screen is integrated into the dash. It's pretty nice. It is a touch screen, but there's also a joystick, or I don't know what Mazda calls it, but it's like a rotary dial thing on the console that makes it very, very easy to use. As I said, there's not a whole lot that I can pick about this thing other than I didn't like the exterior styling that much. It was very comfortable. It's quiet. It's reasonably powerful for what it is. The sticker price is a little bit up in the upper end, if you will, at almost $50,000. But as I said, I drove one that stickered for $70,000 the other day, and I didn't think it was as nice as this thing. So in general, I'm a Mazda guy. I really like the CX-9. If you're looking for a full-size CUV, you'd be hard-pressed to go wrong looking at the Mazda, or any Mazda for that matter. I really think Mazda deserves more respect than they get sometimes. Well, there you have it, our drive in the 2019 Mazda CX-9 CUV. A really nice, comfortable, capable CUV. In my mind, it's right at the top of the CUV heap. If you're looking for something that's moderately priced, will haul a lot of people and stuff, maybe even tow a little bit, well, I think the Mazda CX-9 should probably be on your short list of vehicles to go look at. I'll give it a thumbs up.